Let's get right to the latest on that train derailment in Philadelphia this week. Federal investigators now say an eighth person has died. They also say the train was traveling 106 miles per hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, and that a technology known as positive train control, which can automatically slow a train down, could have prevented the accident. Congress had already mandated that this technology be in place by the end of the year, and today Amtrak CEO Joe Boardman said he'll get that done.
Today we're committing to, I'm committing to, meeting the requirement of positive train control. That will happen on the Northeast Corridor by the end of this year.
Let's turn to Professor Alan Zaremski. He's director of the University of Delaware's Railroad Engineering and Safety Program. And Professor, why hadn't this positive train control been installed on this portion of track just yet?
There has been delays in installing the technology, primarily due to the very high cost of this technology. And as a result, railroads are implementing it at a much slower pace than originally mandated by Congress because of these cost issues.
Now, when you're talking cost issues, what kind of dollar figures are we talking about?
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars for this one system?
Correct.
Across the United States rail network?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, given that, let's make some comparisons here. Are such systems integrated into European and Asian train networks?
They have other types of earlier generation train control systems on various different lines, but the European equivalent of positive train control is not fully implemented either.
Interesting, because I was thinking about the fact that in 2013, there was a terrible crash in northwestern Spain that killed 79 people. The driver there was taking the turn far too fast, and the train essentially just lifted off the track. So obviously still safety issues, even in Europe and Asia. But thinking about what happened in Philadelphia, can you put that in context? I mean, are there many passenger rail accidents in the U.S., or is it still a relatively very safe system?
It is a very safe system, and if we look at the number of passenger fatalities on an annual basis, they tend to be in the single digits.
I mean, not to diminish the tragedy and loss of what happened this week in Philadelphia, but it is good to know that overall these kinds of accidents are very rare in the U.S. And I also note that ridership along the Northeast Corridor in particular has increased 50% in just the last 15 years, and it hit an all-time high in 2014. So, you know, at least in parts of the country, passenger rail travel is very popular, and yet there remains resistance, political resistance at least, to funding Amtrak. I mean, we just saw a Republican-led House panel vote to cut Amtrak's budget. I mean, why do you think there's that struggle to get funding for Amtrak?
There is a misconception, I believe, that passenger rail can pay its own way in a manner analogous to freight rail. Freight rail, of course, is a very profitable and extensive operation in the United States, and the freight rail companies are generate a profit. Passenger railroads worldwide do not. Passenger railroads are almost universally subsidized. And so in the past, there has been a misconception that if you yank hard enough on the passenger railways, you can make them go profitable. And there's really not a lot of precedent for that anywhere in the world. So I think that has hampered the funding issue for Amtrak in the past.
Alan Zaremski is the director of the University of Delaware's Railroad Engineering and Safety Program. Professor Zaremski, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.